Governor decides who will argue Frank case. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, 9th of January, 1915, page 5, column 2. Solicitor Hugh Dorsey and Attorney General Warren Grice held a consultation with Governor John M. Slayton Friday afternoon in regard to the plans for the state's appearance before the United States Supreme Court to fight the appeal of Leo M. Frank, now under conviction for the murder of Mary Fagan. All details were not settled at this conference, and it was continued until Saturday morning. An interesting point to be settled is what attorneys shall represent the state, whether it will be Solicitor Dorsey, Attorney General Grice, or both. When a case in which the state is interested is heard outside the state, the governor has his discretion in the appointment of attorneys to represent the state. The precedent upon which Governor Slayton may act in this instance is the famous Rawlings case of Valdosta, when Judge W.E. Thomas, then Solicitor General of that circuit, and Judge John R. Hart, when Attorney General of the state, were appointed to represent the state.